This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The gatekeepers for the Obama administration are gone. The swamp is being drained. And guess what? That means we're now going to get to see a lot of the corruption of the previous regime. And you're seeing it now, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about us each and every day. Listen, 24/7, on demand. You can get us by the drink. You can get the whole show. It doesn't matter. Segment you like, find it there. And it's, let me tell you, I believe we have some of the most amazing insights of any radio show. That's why I do this. So I hope you check it out. The world, folks, is getting to see how corrupt the Obama administration is. And let me tell you what's going to happen is you find out more and more and more. The left are going to cry persecution. They're persecuting us. Why are they bringing up this nuclear Iran deal with Hillary Clinton and knowing that the memos were done prior to this and they knew it was a crooked deal to give $143 million back to the Clinton administration, the Clinton Foundation, that crooked RICO extortion racket that was allowed to run because Barack Obama owed Hillary Clinton a favor and all the different things that were going on there. And what about James Comey? What we're finding out about him, he had preemptively given freedom to Hillary Clinton, who should be in prison right now, but he preemptively gave her freedom. And what about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers? And now they're about to turn state's evidence over on her and her crooked dealings. And who knows what secrets got sold when these guys stole things out of our, the State Department servers and what have you. I mean, it's just a cesspool of crookedness. And they're going to say, persecution, man. And then after they accuse us of trying to pile on, they're going to say, you know, he's trying to destroy the Barack Obama's good legacy. Barack Obama had the scandal-free, you know, administration, blah, blah, blah. So they'll cry persecution. And then when we don't buy the Persecution Act, then they're going to say the reason why he's being persecuted is because of racism. That's right. They're going to bring out the old racism card, pull it out of the wallets. Oh, they don't need to dust it off. It's always out there. It's worn. You can't even tell. What is that you're showing me? Is that a racism? Oh, okay, I think I can see is. Looks like is. Is that the definition of is? Yeah, I can see something on your card that's faded out. You've been using it so much. So they'll cry racism. Donald Trump's after Barack Obama because he doesn't like Barack Obama's legacy and all this. And then we're going to get some ridiculous stuff on the left. They're going to tell you that Barack Obama is envied by Donald Trump. In fact, that's already started. So we're down the cycle a little bit on this. And let me just let you hear this.
I don't think it's inexplicable. I think it's so have you met people that study you? Like when you someone... You cannot buy, no matter how much money you have, billions of dollars if you access it, you can't buy class. Right. President Obama, whatever you think of his politics, is a very classy man. He's a smart man. He's one of the kindest people you ever want to meet. He and his wife are. So we've been, and I'm not talking about politics, having met and knowing them. You can't teach that. That's something you cannot teach. And I think that is something that this president is jealous about. He doesn't have those qualities. Even with all of the money in the world, it's just not there. That's not something. Well,
has Don Lemon seen My Fair Lady? What do you mean you can't teach class? That's too funny. And what's funny is their definition of class. Barack Obama, I don't know if you've seen the video where he's on a plane and he's showing off an erection to his adoring staffers. Yeah, that's classy. Barack Obama's a classy liar. He's a classy narcissist. He's a person that exudes the idea of class while, in fact, being very classless. And so is his wife. And if you want to talk about teaching class, that's exactly what they did. They got handlers. I mean, these fools, I don't know if you guys know how bad it was during the time of Obama. They spent $630,000 in the State Department trying to get State Department likes on Facebook. I mean, $630,000 of your hard-earned tax dollars went to Zuckerberg because the State Department needed to get more likes. That's just how ridiculous our government became under Barack Obama. But now Don Lemon wants you to believe a guy whose father could loan him $1 million. He takes $1 million and makes it into whatever number of billion that you can argue about. Is it 3 billion? Is it 10 billion? It's billions. And he's essentially a billionaire playboy, and he's going to take the life of Barack Obama, a bisexual lunatic, idiot moron, who lucked up and became president because of his conniving ways and a much too complicit leftist group of racists who decided he was the appropriate Negro to put into office. Now that's where we are.
He's jealous.
Yeah, jealous of what? Jealous of Barack Obama's boyfriend? Jealous of what? Donald Trump couldn't live in Hawaii?
No, because Barack Obama's got class.
Really? Where's all that class? The only time Barack Obama was said to have class was when he spoke at the 2004 convention and had to borrow bum money to get a ride, taxi money home. And then the left just elevated him into superstar status, which he completely blew. I mean, he's the Mookie of baseball. He's the Mookie Robinson is what I call him. Not Jackie Robinson. He's the Mookie Robinson of baseball. Complete disappointment to blacks. If they stop and looked objectively at his record, there is no black person in America on the left who would look at Barack Obama and go, man, he's my hero. He's such an amazing guy. There's not a person on the planet. Not a black guy. If George Bush had Barack Obama's record, black people would be, Bush, man, he ain't do nothing for us. That's exactly how they'd be. So don't talk to me about how great this guy was. Donald Trump is envious of Barack Obama. I get the people telling me the same thing. You're envious. Envious of what? His wife? Envious of what? His children? Envious of what? That he was president? Let me tell you something. If I had wanted to be president of the United States, I would have been president of the United States. The only reason why Kevin Jackson isn't president of the United States is because I never wanted to be it. Because what I want to be, I'll accomplish. It's really that simple. I've never felt like I couldn't accomplish whatever I wanted. People ask me all the time, why don't you run for office? Because I don't want it. I would win. That's why I don't want it. Because I would win. And I would win and be mad that I won because I did it for somebody else. Oh, I did it because I want to make money, or I want to have Congress or Senate, senator in front of my name, or president. I wouldn't even run for those rinky-dink offices. I would run for governor or president. That's it. So it would either be governor or president Kevin Jackson. And I don't want it. I don't want the scrutiny. I don't want the responsibility. I love what I do. That's why I did it. Every choice I've made in life is because I chose it. So this idea that Donald Trump decided to be president, and he did it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't think it's inexplicable. I think it's a, have you met people that study you? Like when you someone, you cannot buy, no matter how much money you have, billions of dollars if you access it, you can't buy a class. Right. President Obama, whatever you think of his politics, is a very classy man. He's a smart man. He's one of the kindest people you ever want to meet. He and his wife are. So, and I'm not talking about politics. Having met and knowing them, you can't teach that. That's something you cannot teach. And I think that is something that this president is jealous about. He doesn't have those qualities. Even with all of the money in the world, it's just not there. That's not something.
Welcome back, everybody. Don Lemon believes Donald Trump is jealous of Barack Obama, and I say so much for white privilege. Then, right? When your argument is that a white billionaire mogul envies a failed black community organizer, it's difficult to argue white privilege. You cannot have your cake and eat it too, Don Lemon. Which is it? What is there to envy? If suddenly a white billionaire president has to envy a former failed president, then how do you argue that there's white privilege? See, that's what's funny about the left. They can't really take their statements to the bitter end because then it spirals back on them. It's actually kind of laughable to think that Donald Trump would envy Barack Obama. I mean, he can buy and sell, Donald Trump can buy and sell the fool 10 times over. He's in a position that Barack Obama said Donald Trump would never be in, which is president of the United States. I don't know about you, but if I had to pick which wife I would want, if you said, Kevin, you could take Michelle Obama or Melania Trump on a desert island, you know, that you're all that's left in the world, but you can only take one of them to be with you on your desert island, who would it be? It would not be Michelle Obama. Just put it that way. That I'm not casting aspersions on people. Kevin, you always talk about she's ugly. Look, I look, that's in the eye of the beholder. There's nothing appealing about Michelle Obama, in my opinion. But that doesn't make her ugly. It doesn't make her pretty. That's up to you to decide. For me, there's nothing to write home about there. Melania is pretty. There's no question about it. She's elegant. She's pretty. She's classy. And I don't know how that would work out on the island, but I'd be curious to find out. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. I mean, the left don't get it. They don't understand us because they have become so twisted. I'll give you a good example of twisted. Fools in the NFL kneel. You kneel to pray. You kneel to show submission. And you should only submit to something that's greater than you. And it is a truth, a truism. So I submit. When I get on my knees, I submit to God. When you get on, guys get on their knees and ask their, you know, wives or, you know, girlfriends at the time, will you marry me, on their knees, they're submitting. They're saying, you know what, I'm done with the nonsense of, you know, chasing girls and all that. I'm submitting to you. That's what you submit to. It's something bigger than you, something that where you take the selfishness out of it. Now, the left, these kneelers believe they're submitting to the idea of Black Lives Matter and cop abuse and things like this. They're submitting to a lie. But first of all, you don't submit to something like that. You stand. You stand in defiance of something like that. That's why Tommy Smith and forget the other. I can never remember his name. But Calvin, something Calvin. Anyway, that's why they've held their fist up in the 1968 Olympics is to stand and say, you can't treat us like subhumans when we get back to the United States and want to glorify us. Well, they were in the U.S., I believe. But I think that was L.A. But you can't, you know, treat us like we're heroes on the track and then treat us like crap when we're back in the regular general population of blacks. And they had a legitimate cause because that's what was happening to blacks during the time. But don't try to act like, you know, today that's what's going on. That isn't what's going on. Athletes off the field are treated as good, if not better, in the general population than they are on the field. And they make much more money. I mean, I couldn't even tell you all the things that now are available to blacks that weren't available in the 60s. We were coming through a very tumultuous time. But these guys want to still argue this, and they want to treat it as truths, truisms. It is a lie. I'll give you some truisms that the left don't like. Caitlyn Jenner is a dude. Children can't make decisions about their gender. I don't know if a three-year-old that knows I'm a boy or I'm a girl, man. You might differ with me. And I'm not trying to tell you that they don't have certain feelings and emotions, but let them make that decision as an adult. I'll tell you another truism. Michelle Obama can beat up her husband. Yeah, I bet you that. Hey, here's one for you. Gay people can't marry. You can be together. You can have civil unions. You can have the equivalency of marriage, but it don't make you married, gay folks. Here's another one. Bill Clinton is a horn dog. Al Sharpton is not a reverend. There is nothing to revere about this man. I know this is one that the left won't like, but I always say it's, pardon me, so why not? Barack Obama is dumb. There's a rumor that his grades are going to be leaked, and I can't wait to see him. It's going to be yet another thing that happens during the era of Trump that destroys the Obama legacy and destroys the idea of leftism. All these people, he's brilliant, he's so smart. And you find out he's making C's and at best B's. He won't be so smart when they release his grades. I can't wait to see him. Here's another truism. Jesse Jackson is irrelevant and always has been. Here's another truism. Black leftists are the biggest racists in this country, followed closely by white leftists. You want another truism? Most of the Obama administration should be in prison. If there's anything you're going to discover,
in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, certainly next couple of years, is just how corrupt the Obama administration was and where it had its tentacles. Its tentacles reached, it permeated all areas of society, healthcare, education, entertainment, you name it, perverted. And speaking of perverted, here's another truism for you. Hollywood is perverted. It is the equivalent of Sodom and Gomorrah. What's been exposed with Harvey Weinstein during the time of Donald Trump is exactly what we've been saying for decades. Do you think, folks, that it is a coincidence that all of these things are coming together in the time of Donald Trump, a guy who they told us would never win an election, who had everything stacked against him, and he won? I want you to think about that. Coming on the heels of Barack Obama, who are we supposed to elect? I guess Hillary. I mean, you're following the left's version of God, who, by the way, had become little g God by the end of it, if he was even that, which is part of the reason why Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. It's the reason why he's been marginalized. It's the reason why nobody's going to argue about killing his legacy. You want some more truisms? Academia makes snowflakes out of young adults. You want another one? Leftism kills. I talk about it all the time. They will get the military killed, they will get police killed, and they will get you killed. And they won't even think twice about it. Leftism kills. Men who change into women crush biological women in all sports. How's that for a truism? Transgenders don't need separate bathrooms. Is that a truism for you? BLM is a terrorist group founded on a lie sanctioned by Democrats. I got plenty more where this comes from, people. Kevin Jackson, are you listening to?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia today campaigning for Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp wants to be the next governor of Georgia and is locked in a tight race against Democrat Stacey Abrams. Oprah Winfrey and Will Ferrell are campaigning for Abrams, to which Pence said,
I'm kind of a big deal, too. I got a message for all Stacey Abrams' liberal Hollywood friends. This ain't Hollywood. This is Georgia.
President Trump will be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one tonight being in Columbia, Missouri. The president also sat down with ABC News and was asked if he's always been truthful to the American people.
I always want to tell the truth. When I can, I tell the truth. I mean, sometimes it turns out to be where something happens, it's different, or there's a change, but I always like to be truthful.
San Francisco Giant great and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey died at the age of 80 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton was what precipitated his action of taking it essentially from DOJ. But that doesn't seem to add up.
No, the chronology does not add up. Again, May the 2nd is when they are discussing their charging decision. The meeting on the tarmac was June 27th. So that's a month and a half later. And then a couple of days later, they interview Secretary Clinton. And then 2 days later, they decide that they're not going to charge. And he makes that public pronouncement. So his ostensible reason for taking that decision away from the Department of Justice was that meeting on the tarmac. But yet, a month and a half earlier, he is memorializing a decision that he's already made. So the chronology does not add up. His answers have been all over the map to both the Intelligence Committee and the clip you just played from Oversight. So we need to talk to him again, but we need to look at these memos before we have that conversation with him.
So you would like to see Comey back testifying on Capitol Hill?
For a number of reasons. He made a lot of decisions in 2016 that I think are worth reviewing. You know, Brett, whenever somebody decides to charge someone, there are lots of layers of scrutiny. When you decide not to charge someone, there aren't that many layers of scrutiny, but there ought to be at least a couple. The media should do it, but also Congress should look at this decision not to charge and whether or not it was made before you interviewed 24 witnesses, including the target of the investigation. Yeah, we need to talk to him again.
Loretta Lynch is up on the Hill Friday, we're told. Will she be asked any of this?
I don't think so. She's appearing before the House Intelligence Committee, and it will be limited to the scope of the Russia investigation, although you raise a good point. There are lots of reasons to talk to Loretta Lynch also, including to either corroborate or contradict Jim Comey's recollection that he talked to her about his decision to appropriate the Clinton server decision onto himself, but not on Friday. That will be restricted to what did Russia do and with whom did they do it.
Welcome back, everybody. That was, of course, Trey Gowdy talking about crooked James Comey, the FBI director who'd never been in law enforcement, the FBI director who had run interference for the Clintons for the better part of a decade. And where's all the clamor about Donald Trump fired FBI director? He should be impeached. You know where that's gone? It's gone into the dung heap of history because everybody knows exactly why Comey was fired. You had one of the most corrupt FBI directors, one-sided, in the history of our nation. You think Hoover was bad. Comey was a person who's supposed to have the public's best interest in mind. He's supposed to investigate people impartially, and he's doing providing cover for an entire administration between Comey and Loretta Lynch. the Clintons and the Obamas could operate in, with impunity. They had nothing to worry about. The Clintons set up one of the most crooked organizations known to man, and nothing's been said. Now it's starting to come out. I mean, the scandal-free administration maybe isn't quite as scandal-free as they said. We've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz and this guy, Awan, the Pakistani guys, who had free access to the servers. We're now understanding more about the Russian deal. We're now understanding more about Hillary's collusion with Comey, as we've just described. We're now understanding, we get redacted information about the meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch when they're talking about golf and grandchildren. So let me just put it to you this way, because I figure you may be ahead of me. If all you're talking about is golf and grandchildren, why do we get redacted data? Why do we get redacted information about what you talked about? You don't want to put, if you redact the names of the grandkids. What did they do? My grandson, Kevin Jackson, born, blah, blah, blah. I got three little grandkids, two boys and a girl. Yeah, how's the golf game? Well, no, I'm still kind of, using the foot wedge every now and then or whatever. Really? What is there to redact? Why redact anything? The only reason why these clowns would redact something is because they don't want the public to lose face in government. That's the biggest deal. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Too late. Too late. Haven't you lost faith in government? I've lost faith that government really cares about our money and how it's spent, really cares about being good fiduciaries to the public's finances. And do you think they really care about whether or not you trust their decisions? These guys are bringing pork home. They are self-indulgent, satisfying only their constituents. And don't misunderstand me. They're there to deal with their constituents. But if something isn't in the best interest of the country, you can't selfishly say, well, I'm going to get high-speed rail for my constituents, even though I know it's a boondoggle, because I feel that way. Look, I'm not saying high-speed rail is. I'm just saying you can't make it self-serving to where it doesn't benefit the entire public. And that's what they do. But generally speaking, they don't care what you think. It doesn't matter what the project is. The only thing they care about the project is how does that project enrich them, enrich their campaigns, and allow for them to continually be, in power, quite frankly. It's pretty sad. So we've got these guys colluding with the Russians. The Clintons have set up a system that allows this type of corruption to flourish. It has enriched them beyond belief. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see the Justice Department go in and seize the assets of the Clintons. That's what I'd like to see. I bet many of you would too. I'd like to see them seize Comey's assets. I'd like to see them seize Barack Obama's assets. We have a government run amok. We have a guy who finally gets it and says, you know what? I'm going to change these things. I'm going to give you visibility into what I've been seeing as a billionaire for a long time, how the system is going against you. And we've got, I don't even think the lowest common denominator voter is against us on this. I think it's the elites that are against us on this. The very same people that allow a Harvey Weinstein to flourish, not to just do okay. This man flourished both in prosperity of money and in availability of people to whom he could, take advantage of sexually. It's unbelievable. Scandal-free. According to unredacted portions of the transcripts, it appears that in April or early May of 2016, Comey had decided he would issue a statement exonerating Secretary Clinton long before FBI agents finished their work. Remember when Comey was explaining that 100, whatever number of FBI agents interviewed Hillary Clinton, and he was asking Congress, can we see the notes? And he says, they didn't take them. I want you to stop for one second and ask yourself, would you have a woman like Hillary Clinton, you want to know, you know, the possibility of RICO fraud, racketeering, whatever they, and corruption. And you have the ability, you've got the linchpin of the organization there, and you don't take any notes. You don't record it, audio. You don't record video of her answers. It's just, I don't even know what they took. They just did like a summary.
Okay, what were your thoughts, Bill?
Well, I'm just going from memory here because I didn't take notes in the meeting.
Dozens of FBI agents, I think they said in all 150 involved in the investigation. I don't know how many were in the room, but enough to be able to say, here are the notes, here's where, why we made the decision. We got nothing, bupkis. And I'm trying to figure out, how does that happen? And then Comey walked us down the trail of, well, you know, but there was no intent. And people were like, but you don't need intent.
Yeah, but like I said, there was no intent.
Yeah, but you don't need intent. Yeah, but still, this guy, it was almost like Comey said, how can I frame this? He spent his entire time trying to figure out how to frame it in such a way that I could make Hillary guilty without making her guilty and get over. That's what he spent his time doing. It's pretty pathetic, actually. So the Congress knew they smelled a rat. They said conclusion first, fact gathering second. That's no way to run an investigation. The FBI should be held to a greater standard than that, especially in a matter of such great public interest and controversy. This is what Graham wrote to Grassley, and committee member Lindsey Graham wrote to the FBI director Christopher Wray last month. And he's exact. They're both those guys are right, which, you know, I don't trust Graham, but he's right on this issue. People need to be. You can't be satisfied as an American to watch this going on and say, why aren't people in prison? You know, and I think the best way to go after these people is freeze their
this
assets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. It's amazing to me when I look at the news cycle and I see something being talked about that I think is completely ridiculous. It's getting so much coverage. And we have such an item right now in the news, and I want to bring it up today on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. So apparently Donald Trump had a conversation with a Gold Star wife. That means her husband was killed in battle. And he supposedly said to her, well, he knew what he signed up for. Well, I will tell you this. Every military man that is worth his weight, worth as salt, as they say. That's exactly the way they would put it. I knew what I signed up for. I've got SEAL friends, Rangers, Airborne, you name it. Force Recon. If they die, they know. It doesn't lessen the blow.
But that's not even the point. The point of it isn't even around Trump. Did he say he knew what he signed up for, etc.? The real point is, let's look at Barack Obama. I have gold star friends who said they have never met the president. I'm talking about, like, one of my friends, Debbie Lee. Debbie's son, Mark Lee, was killed. He's in almost every Navy SEAL movie. First one killed in the Middle Eastern battle for Iraq, I believe. And they made not Lone Survivor, but the Chris Kyle movie. Mark, his character is prominent in that film. Now Debbie says they misrepresented him, but regardless, he's in the film. And Barack Obama, when Mark was killed, wouldn't even meet with the Gold Star moms, and sent a form letter. Now I don't know how you feel about the military, but the guys that we train, we spend a fortune on, the Navy SEALs, the Berets, all these guys, the Green Berets, and Barack Obama can't even go meet with these women and say, I'm really sorry that you lost your son. I'm sorry you lost your husband. Wouldn't meet with them. Now, they want to compare that to the theoretical Trump said he knew what he signed up for. So supposedly Donald Trump, I want you to just think about what's happening here. Donald Trump makes a phone call to the widow of a woman whose husband was killed in action, a Gold Star wife. Mom's in the car as well, the mother or the grandmother of the man, and some other family members. They're on speakerphone, and the president is extolling he makes a personal phone call to say, I'm really sorry for what happened to you. And he's going to say something flippant, like he knew what he signed up for. Now, if he did say that, and I don't believe he did, he would have said it in context, something along the lines of, I'm sure you know your husband, and maybe this will help you in some way, that he's a warrior, and he knew what he signed up for. I could see that in context. But there is no way you're going to make Donald Trump some heartless guy who doesn't understand the impact of a woman losing her husband in battle. And he's going to be flipping. You know, well, he knew what he signed up for. And we are covering this as a news item. People are, the media, look at how heartless Donald Trump. Let me tell you, compare Donald Trump's care in the care of the military and feel for the military to Barack Obama's. And tell me who you would rather have as your commander-in-chief if you were in the military. The guy who cut the budget or the guy who extended the budget? The guy who actually goes and shows up and it talks about the military glowingly, or the guy who effectively represents a party that calls these men and women baby killers? This is such a ridiculous story, but it just goes to show you the level of desperation of the left. It's beyond palpable. It's in your face. The left destroy everything, folks. They can't leave anything alone. They will not rest until they feel like they destroyed Donald Trump. And let me tell you what they did. They picked the wrong dude. I cannot be more happy. It's not about pride. Donald Trump is a man, and I'm not going to agree with everything he does. But what I will tell you is what he's able to do, and I'll take the things I don't like to a degree. Donald Trump makes he's got them so off kilter they don't know how to act. There are many of us who had the same feeling with Barack Obama, but Barack Obama wasn't deft enough to really be able to make anything, make hay out of it. I know they feel like he did, but he didn't. In the long run, I got to get this court. In the long run, he hurt his party, and they know it. And so, in the long run, Donald Trump is only beginning what he said he's going to do. And in the long run, we are going to feast over the policies of this man. And I'm talking about feast for decades. The only thing we have to worry about as conservatives, to be honest with you, is do we want to turn what Trump does over to the Republicans if they haven't made you know, done it, made the transition to becoming conservatives. If we turn what Donald Trump does over to the current group of Republicans, we will lose in the long run. But if we turn it over to conservatives, we will win. So we have 7 years to develop the next Trump. And the beautiful thing is this. We aren't trying to build a Reagan. We're trying to find a Trump. Now, that may seem antithetical. You're like, well, Kevin, what do you mean? You're not? Reagan was a very polished guy. He knew how to handle me. And look, if we could find a Reagan, congratulations. We need another flawed, wealthy guy who doesn't give a crap, who can do exactly what Trump does, and who will carry the mantle forward. And if we get that for another presidential term after this, we will have turned this country around. It's only going to take that long, because you're going to have 16 years to re-indoctrinate the snowflakes and 16 years of kids that will go from cradle to college. A whole new flush. You'll be flushing these guys out. I want you to imagine what some of these little snowflakes are feeling right now as Donald Trump makes his comments. Yeah, you know, we're going to protect our borders. We're not going to worry about these refugees. And we're going to change DACA and DOMA, all these Obama-era stuff. And they're just, you know, triggered at every turn. Oh, my gosh. What's he doing? What's he doing is he's saving the republic. That's what he's doing. Right now, they're saying, oh, Donald Trump's not going to get his tax reform. Congratulations. I hope that their left feels like they've got to win. They need to start giving him what he wants. But if they want to fight him, fight him. Donald Trump will immediately do something. He'll issue an executive order that says, companies, if you've got money offshore, you can bring that money back at 15%. He's going to do something to send a shot over the bow to say, you're not going to thwart my agenda. And when I said, guys, give it a solid year, a year and a half max, going into the midterms, and the left is going, they're going to be wanting to anoint Donald Trump's feet with oil. You're going to watch the vitriol of the late night comedians, all of it's going to go away, and suddenly there's not going to be a whole lot to complain about. There's not going to be a lot to laugh about or try to lampoon Trump about. Alec Baldwin's going to have to go off of Saturday Night Live and go get another gig, because it's going to be, what do we got to talk about? Stock market's at 24,000. Unemployment is at 4%, and there are good jobs coming. Illegal immigration is down 93%. Refugees, we haven't had any attacks. We're now deporting bad guys, MS-13. We're deporting terrorists. We're helping the Middle East set up a zone for expatriates so they can go and get settled. We've got Iran on the run. We've got the nuclear, North Korea is imploding, and blah, blah, blah. Productivity is up. Consumer confidence is up. What are you going to complain about when all that's happening? How are you going to go after this guy? It's already, guys, spend a minute and go look at what's going on in the financial markets. Go look at what's going on in consumer confidence. All these other things. The indicators of the voters, not the elites. The elites are going to sell you on whatever they want to sell you on. It's what the voters are thinking. And then look at all these scandals. Look at every one of these scandals that's going to be not plaguing Trump. Russia has suddenly turned around. Where is Mueller now that we're finding all this new evidence? What do you think is going to happen to Mueller and the lie that they say the Russians influence our elections when these guys were cutting deals for nuclear fissionable materials? Guys, you don't know how good we have it right now. Wow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.